This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver is changing the way it distributes money from a tax dedicated to mental and behavioral health care. The city has proposed a new one-year contract with the Caring for Denver Foundation to oversee about $40 million a year in health care spending. That's down from the initial five-year proposal. The health department says the shorter term will give the city time to examine Caring for Denver's operations. A CPR News investigation found that millions of dollars have gone to unlicensed and inexperienced providers since voters approved the tax in 2018. $77 million in federal money will help boost semiconductor production in Colorado Springs. Here's CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce.
The Massachusetts-based manufacturer Integrus is set to receive the cash infusion, according to a Thursday press release from the U.S. Department of Commerce. The $77 million comes from the Federal Chips and Science Act. It'll go toward Integrus's $600 million manufacturing center under construction in Colorado Springs. The facility is set to open in 2025, producing specialized containers for the transportation of semiconductor chips. It's expected to create nearly 600 manufacturing jobs. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A bridge over the Blue Mesa Reservoir fully reopened this afternoon. U.S. Highway 50's Lake Fork Bridge resumed normal two-way traffic. The bridge was restricted to single-lane traffic for months after inspections discovered cracks in the bridge earlier this year. U.S. Highway 50 Middle Bridge nearby was fully closed due to similar problems. That opened in November.